You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Earlier on this week saw the quarterly meeting of Clare's Joint Policing Committee, during which my next guest sought clarity on the full implications of the drink driving rules, which were tightened up at the end of last year. Councillor Alan O'Callaghan says he's alarmed to learn that those driving professionally are subject to an even tighter blood alcohol limit of 20 milligrams, tighter than the ones that have been causing such rancour amongst the general public. Councillor O'Callaghan, good morning.
Good morning, Devin. Yes.
And thanks very much for joining us this morning. This may not come as a surprise to some people, but at the same time, it may to others. And the way I've been introducing it is it's a wrinkle in the laws that you need to be aware of. And it's one that you say is causing some concern. Tell us more.
Absolutely, Devin. Listen, I'm a professional driver myself, so I was always aware that my limit was 20 on when I was driving on a professional basis. So basically, if I jump into my car or my van or my Jeep and I go to work in the morning...
I don't know, sorry to cut across you, Councillor Callaghan, just, is there anything you can do to maybe make the line a little bit clearer there? I don't know if there's anything, it's slightly muffled there.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
That's a bit better now. Start again there and hopefully it'll hold up.
Sorry, Gavin, listen, yeah. As a professional driver, when I jump into my truck in the morning and drive, my limit is 20. Now, if I jump into my car... on my van and I'm going somewhere, going to say maybe the shop or something like that, my limit is 50 at the minute. And that is the way it is, and we understand that. Now, the concerns that I had and the specific questions that I asked, we take you, Gavin, of a Saturday morning, you go down to the shop with your car.
Yes.
And you're doing some shopping. The limit for you is 50, okay? Now, if you decide to put a trailer on the back of your car, and go to the recycling centre, your limit is now 20.
Even though I'm driving that in a personal context, it's the class of the vehicle in terms of the licensing, that's what's changed there.
Correct, yes. If any minute you put on a trailer on the back of your car, your licence specifics have changed. You need a regular B licence to drive a car, a van, or a Jeep up to 3.5 tonnes. Mm. You put on a trailer, you need a specific license to pull a trailer.
But you can understand that at the same time. I mean, there are, let's just say it's a little bit more technical to drive a car with a trailer or to drive a bigger vehicle than it is your typical family car.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I am aware of that. And it is also the scenario is if you have a trailer in a 100-kilometre zone, your speed limit is actually 80 kilometres. That's another thing, pulling a trailer. But what I wanted to do was make this aware. Put a bit of clarity on this, because I had loads of people asking me, the likes of a regular farmer jumped into his Jeep of a Saturday morning, wants to go to the mat. The very minute he puts on that trailer, his limit has now gone from 50 down to 20. So I just wanted to make people aware. And as you know, listen to people all the time about these drink driving laws and all this kind of thing. People have kind of accepted. They've accepted, okay, you go out, you have the 3 or 4 pints, you get your lift home and all that, and you pick up the following morning. But it's the following morning is that people have a huge issue with. And I just want to make people aware.
Sure.
Of a Friday night, you stay at home, you might have 3 or 4 cans, sit down, relax, sit down, watch a movie. If you get up the Saturday morning and go into that car, maybe put on a trailer, or maybe like a farmer, go to the nut, or even, again, a farmer jumps into his tractor. The following morning.
That was the point I was going to make. It means that you've got this slight paradox whereby somebody who's driving a car is permitted to have a higher limit, still a low limit, but permitted to have a higher limit than somebody driving a tractor, which is capable of much slower speeds and is arguably a safer vehicle on the road.
Absolutely, and I found that very bizarre, but that is the law. I asked clarity for all these questions, and this is what I was told.
Sure.
Now, I did ask if someone is in a motorbike, which I think is probably people that drive motorbikes are very professional, all that. But I think they're a more higher risk vehicle, and they are at the higher limit. Someone in the motorbike is at the 50 limit.
So you can have a higher blood alcohol limit on a motorcycle where an accident can be incredibly serious.
Absolutely.
Than if you're,
and in your tractor, which does, the faster tractors don't do 40 km, but some of them might do maybe 30 km, which is what, 23 or 24 miles an hour, the fastest they can go, and their limit is 20. And this is clearly, and I did ask again about the learner driver that didn't have a full permit.
They're on the lower limit, I presume.
The question I asked there, Gavin, was that the person sitting beside them if they would say have the full license and you have a provisional license driver beside you, what is the criteria around them as to if the Gaelicí kind of stops them? Mm. Now, I was told by John Galvin was that if the person in the passenger seat was presumed to have alcohol, then the London driver was not covered.
Yeah, but that's a long-standing law. That's not new. The idea of having the accompanied, fully qualified driver with your learner is that if needs be, the person who's fully licensed can take over driving for whatever reason, so they have to be in a position to be able to do so effectively.
Yeah, but correct. But do they actually breathalyse that person to say whether that person can or can't?
That I haven't seen. I've never heard of it happening.
They can't. They can't. No. They can't. The Gaelic Council told me they can't breathalyse that person. So basically that has to go to court. So then who says whether that person in the passenger seat was or wasn't over? So there's a huge grey area there.
Okay.
Now, this person in the passenger seat, if he's asleep, which maybe if he throws back the seat and goes to sleep, the learner driver is covered. So I that was just a few. There's always grey areas in some of these laws.
And we're not highlighting these to try and give people loopholes, but rather to make them aware that they are quite tight in certain areas and you have to be aware of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But like we all know, and this is all coming from the following morning, people have accepted that if you go out, if you drink 3 or 4 or 5 pints, you get your lift home, you get home, you get into bed, you have a good night's sleep or whatever the case may be.
But
this is basically for the following morning.
And I wanted to ask you, that brings me, there's two just general questions that I wanted to ask you before I let you go. And one of them is about that following morning, because that is where there has been a lot of scrutiny and a lot of discussion in respect of this. But what's it like on the ground? Are the Gardaí in Clare, or maybe even in your own area, in Kilmurrin or Six Mile Bridge, are Gardaí carrying out many checks for blood alcohol level the morning after?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's happening on a regular basis. And we had an instance only last Sunday week where after mass, there was people who were being breathalysed.
And what did you make of that?
I find it unfair, to be honest, that they're actually targeting people going to mass. And as I said at the Joint Policing Committee, listen, everyone has to abide by the law and all that kind of thing, but the people going to mess, they're elderly people, and I think the heart is put crossways in them, not alone them. I've been talking to people in their driving for years and years and years, and they have come up to check pints and they had no drink, they hadn't drank for 3 or 4 days, they had no drink at all, and they're absolutely petrified blowing into this. It actually upsets them so much, people going to panic attacks and everything.
Now, but if you haven't been drinking, you have nothing to fear, surely. I mean, the argument that the Gardaí espouses is that if you follow the law, you've nothing to worry about.
I understand that, but try and say that to an elderly person, someone that's maybe 75 or 80 years of age. You know, they think, like, try and say that to someone that is of that age, that are totally law-abiding citizens. But they do, they get into a panic and they get frustrated and they get upset over it.
No, is the policing heavy-handed then?
I think they have, yes. The direction coming from somewhere, I think they have, yes. I know of as I was talking last Sunday week, where people were coming out of mess. When people were coming out of the village from mess, people were breathalysed. People going into the village were only stopped for tax and insurance. And I have 3 or 4 people that did say that. The people were coming out from mess. A few people I've been talking to were actually breathalysed, and people going into the village were checked for tax and insurance.
And this was in Kilmurry, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, I won't say the village. It wasn't Kilmurry, no, but I'd rather not say the village.
Okay, but somewhere close enough to you?
Somewhere close enough.
Fair enough.
An area I represent, because people have aired these concerns with me.
Okay.
Now, at the end of the day, listen, I know, and we have debated this in Lent. I think that our TDs are the problem here, because they were the legislators. They bought in this rule. I don't criticise the guards here, because the guards are only there to enforce the law. That's what they do. They don't write the law. They only enforce it. So I have respect for that. But I think the way our TDs handle this, I think for a rural county care, I think it's an absolutely nightmare. You know?
Even in your own Fianna Fáil party?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have highlighted with many of the TDs, even our own TDs in Clare and all across the country. I said it was an absolute disgrace what they did with this law. Now, we all know, some of us might know that people that have died through drink driving and all this kind of, it does happen, and unfortunately, but the majority of the way this is happening, what happens here, I think myself, is an absolute disgrace. And the following morning, I think, if you have 3 or 4 pints and you go to bed and you have a good night's sleep, I think, is your driving impaired the following morning? If you're slightly over, definitely I'd say at 20, which is the lower limit, I'd say a sort of mouthwash could put you over the feet, you know. It's a very fine line. I'm actually doing something myself. I actually bought a breath test device myself.
Yes.
So it wasn't cheap. To the fairly...
You got one of the proper ones.
And you got a 5-star rating, and I can send it back every 12 months to get it calibrated and all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of doing kind of where I'd have... I kind of... If I do go for a few pints, I kind of record...
My own
kind of... to put kind of some kind of a picture as to where I would stand if I had 2 pints, 3 pints, 4 pints, 6 pints, I don't know, whatever.
Yes.
And see the following morning, where do I stand, at what time the following morning, and try and record, say, if I've eaten or haven't eaten or whatever. You know?
And very briefly, do you find you're over the limit? No, you're not driving over the limit, you're not breaking the law, but are you over the limit the morning after?
9 times out of 10, no, I'm not, no.
Okay.
No, but in saying that, I'm not on the road at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Of course, and the other thing as well is, you know, it's the reading of the Garda's machine that matters. I'd love
the perfect way to calculate it is if you drink a pint, it's 2 hours. If you drink a spirit or a small glass of wine, it's 187 milliliters, a small glass of wine, that's an hour.
And look, it varies as well, and I don't want people to go following that because it's...
I think that is a very, very... It's probably the most accurate reading across the board, but not for everyone. But
that's the thing, and I want people to... Look, if you're one on the law, if you're going on the road, make sure you're safe and look after yourself and don't get yourself in trouble with the law and don't get yourself or the safety of others be compromised or in any way, and I know you'd agree with that as well, Councillor Callaghan.
Absolutely, yeah, I 100% agree with that, but it's just the morning after... And I'm just making people aware that this is the law, and this is what happens. That if people, like a regular farmer, is going about his business the following morning, or he heads to the market in 6 miles bridge, or heads to the market,
okay.
He stops, and the very minute he's pulling the trailer, he's on the lower limit. Or he's with his tractor, he's on a lower limit. And just to make people aware. And if people are cautious, they say they haven't been told. They're all saying that that's the reason I highlighted these specific questions.
Okay.
Get some bit of clarity on it, you know.
I'll leave it there, Councillor Callaghan, and thanks for joining us this morning. All the very best.
Thanks very much.
Bye bye. Councillor Alan O'Callaghan there.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.